Welcome to Easel Talk, the podcast for easelinsight.com, with your hosts, Phil Stark and Gabor Svagrik. This podcast is created for artists by artists. To follow along with today's discussion, remember to download the show notes at easelinsight.com/blog. And now let's get started with today's episode.
Welcome to Easel Talk. My name is Gabor Svagrik.
And I'm Phil Stark.
And today, in today's episode, we're going to talk about how to think about detail.
Yes.
Detail. Do we need detail? What's the deal with detail?
In your painting, specifically.
Maybe that's what we should have ever, named it. What's the deal with detail?
There you go.
We should title it like that.
We should plan ahead better.
Yeah. Detail is not bad. It's not a bad word, even if you're more of an impressionist type of painter, looser, and that's what Phil and I think are more looser painters. Detail is not a bad word. We need detail. It's just where we put the detail to.
Right.
That's we'll discuss that. And basically, we need to define what detail is. Maybe Phil, if you want to start on this about defining detail. And therefore,
For me, detail, I guess to be real technical, is breaking up a big shape into smaller value changes. In other words, I can have a large shape. The fewer values in there, changes I have, the fewer detail. In your example, Gabor, of a tree, the more leaves you show on a tree, the more detail it is. The more you suggest just dark and light shape, the less detailed, the more suggested it is.
Yeah.
So, and that's where you want to find a balance. How much do you want to suggest, simplify, and where do you want to put detail?
Because ultimately, we recognize as human beings shapes first.
Yeah.
Your friend or your relative or your loved one coming from, around the block. You know that person. You don't see any detail whatsoever at that point, but you know the shape. Okay, so you don't need to have all detail in that face and body to know who that person is. So I think that's just a good example of that. So we identify shape first. So meaning that we know from very early on as a child how a tree looks like. We know how, for the most part, what a structure is. We know what a car looks like. We know what a figure looks like. We know what a horse looks like. And when we say that, we never talk about detail. We just talk about the general shape. Mm-hmm. So that's why the general shape is more important than
right.
Detail. You can have detail. We like to put a little bit more description inside that shape, but there's definitely, as Phil said, sort of putting a lot of broken values within that shape will give it detail. It will not make it look more like a tree.
It might even, in some cases, make it look less like a tree because you're destroying that large shape to some degree.
You're losing the painterliness because we're painters.
Right.
We're not photographers. We're not illustrators. Okay, we're painters. We tend to interpret things.
We're going to suggest more than be literal.
Yeah.
One of the problems is the camera. We're used to the camera. We see a photograph and we consider that reality. But as artists, we don't want to see things literally. We want to interpret with what we can mix on our palette. And detail just gets it more photographic sometimes.
Yes. Of course, we're talking, you guys probably, obviously, our work. So you have to look at, if you have to look what type of paintings we do. What style would work from. There is somewhat of a bias, I guess, in that sense of we're more looser, more we're looking for more poetry in our paintings. But again, we're always going to go back to the same thing. We're going to circle back around to fundamentals, drawing, design, value, color, in that order.
Mm-hmm.
So, and we'll get to that part as this podcast is being recorded here. It'll make, I think, even more sense at the end for you. When should detail be added? That's a good question too. When detail should be added? Detail should be added definitely towards the end.
You're right.
You know, it's it's not in the beginning.
One of the last things to put in.
Yeah, we see students attacking a canvas with like a small brush, which is bad. You don't want to start with a small brush. You want to start with a big brush, and then eventually towards the end, work it down to a smaller brush. And it's the same idea: to big shape first, and then you start breaking down the shape, and then subordinate shapes and subsubordinate and get smaller.
Yeah, it helps me to think in terms of keeping those big shapes simple for as long as I can. Because if I do that, I'm comparing the value and the color temperature of those shapes with each other. But the minute I start detail, I quit doing that. So I try and hold off on that detail for as long as possible. Because I'm always comparing if I don't have detail. But detail, you know, the minute you do that, your focus is not comparing the value between the shapes anymore. It's, you know, trying to render.
Yeah, I mean, detail can hurt a painting. It can. You can hurt a painting by painting. Too much painting.
Yeah.
Too much detail. So definitely that.
So what's a rule of thumb then? Where do you add, or when and where do you add detail?
Just rule of thumb again, big brush to small brush. I would say more than half of the 50% of the painting is done with a larger brush. And then the last maybe 20%, 15%, you know, having that smaller brush. So if you spend 2 hours on a painting, you know, the first almost hour and a half, hour 15, 20 should be spent with a bigger brush, and then bringing out to smaller brushes. Again, I like to suggest things, and that's one of the most difficult things in painting. Because when we're learning, we want detail. That's the natural instinct. We want to copy exactly that thing, you know, the way it is, quote unquote. And then as the more we do, that's what we're actually doing, will answer a lot of your questions. The actual doing part, physically doing things, will a lot of times will answer these questions. When is too much detail is hurting my painting?
Then right.
You have to find that out for yourself personally too.
Yeah.
What type of painter you are. But that answer will be answered by painting.
Exactly.
Ultimately. Okay.
Yeah.
So there's no formula on it.
Yeah.
So when you're listening
to fixed
the show,
rule.
There's nothing right now. I mean, if you're jotting down some notes, they will help, but we're not giving, it's not a formula to go by what we're saying here. What we're saying is that if you want more poetic poetry in your paintings, you know, detail is at some level can hurt the painting. You're gonna lose that poetry part. And we're looking at Don Demeer's paintings.
Sure.
Recently, and Don is a phenomenal painter, and he's just definitely not as loose. If you're looking at, you know, we're going the other way, like a Walt Gonski.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just, but they both work beautifully.
Yeah, and they both have limited detail.
Yeah, and the reason even Don Demeer, who's a little bit more, definitely more detailed artist, if you compare it to Walt Gonski, the reason Don's paintings work, because he understands drawing, design, value, and color really well.
Yeah.
So you can have a little bit more detailed painting, it still works beautifully. I love his work. Beautiful.
So that would be kind of a marker then of knowing you're getting too much detail if you start to destroy your design.
Yeah.
Design is made up by bigger shapes, how you connect them together. And if you step back from all your detail and your design is gone, that's because the detail is starting to take over.
Yeah. So. And having that right balance between detail and, you know, more detail and less detail. And Don Demeer's, if you look at the paintings, there's areas where he's not detailed at all in the background of things. And then he goes more detailed into the boat.
Yeah.
Same thing with, we were talking about painters that paint the marine subject matter, and Chris Blossom is one of them. Obviously, the boat will have more detail on it. It just needs it. But then he pushes the landscape and makes it looser, more abstract. So it's a very nice balance between detail and looseness. So you should have both in it in order for detail to work.
So you can almost kind of figure on, after blocking in, comparing those big shapes for as long as possible, detail should be in your focal point.
Yes.
And then as you spread out from there, less and less. which as an exercise, if I'm painting more close up, I will sometimes block in my focal point first and add the detail I want. And then as I spread out from there, less and less detail, bigger brush, and keep things a lot simpler.
Yeah. Yeah. We have 5 images in the show notes. And the first one is Shishkin.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shishkin. We'll have
his first full name just left me.
Ivan. Ivan Shishkin. Shishkin. Russian. But his stuff, when you look at this painting, it's very detailed painting, the tree and everything else. Yet if you really look in the back behind it, you know, that's less detailed behind it. It's right. Not as detailed.
Still okay, pretty so, picky, but yeah, pretty it picky, is a but, lot less.
Yeah. But either way, in either case, he understands drawing, value, color, and light. I mean, drawing, design, drawing, value, and color.
Yeah.
That's why it works.
It's still a very striking painting. The light is there. The composition is strong.
Yeah.
And the trees are impressive. I really like drawing. Looking at this, but I have no desire to paint that way. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
But very, very detailed. And I would say it's really hard to get that detailed and still keep your composition good.
Yeah.
And he did a good job of it.
Yeah. The second one, talking about opposites, the second image is having a moment here.
If you hadn't asked me, I could have told you who it was.
We know who it is.
Fashion.
Fashion. I can't believe it. Feshin, Nikolai Feshin, and talk about opposites, polar opposites.
Yeah, it's almost an abstract.
Almost an abstract, but if you start looking at it, there's areas, you know, you have the foreground, a little bit more detail there with the cactus in the foreground,
right,
and some things, and as you go back, less and less detail, and it works.
Yeah, he's got that one area, somewhat in the lower right, with that cactus. Sharp edges, real darks. All the other edges get fairly soft. And that eliminates detail too. When you're focusing on where to put softer edges, you're gonna lose detail. Whereas Shishkin didn't have very many soft edges.
Yeah.
Edges were all fairly hard and separated, but
yeah.
He does a good job of really losing edges, which gets rid of detail as well.
Yeah, he was a master of that.
There's another, Laura Robb, who's a still life painter.
Yeah.
Great job with edges.
Yeah.
And, I mean, they really stand out. And that eliminates a lot of detail when you can get rid of edges, especially in shadows. It really makes your larger shapes more simple and easier to read.
Yeah. So next one, the third image is Innes.
George
Innes. And you can see, I mean, he definitely has unique style, unique way of painting. A lot of soft edges, and not a lot of value changes, meaning not a lot of detail. But he put emphasis in areas that he wanted the eye to be anchored.
Yeah.
And you can control that by value, color, edges, various things. But you can see. You know, you can see right here not a lot of detail.
Yeah, we should have contrasted this one of his with one of his earlier works, mm-hmm. which was very detailed.
Okay.
And a lot of artists go that way. They start out more detailed. And the more they paint, the more they realize simplicity is much more effective than detail. And that's where George went. I mean, obviously, it's very impressionistic, moody, a lot more effective than his earlier work.
Yeah, definitely. That is a natural progression that I've seen too, just going from tight to loose.
Yeah.
Usually, I don't have anybody coming into my class say, Gabor, you know, I'm really a loose painter. I want to tighten up. It just never happens.
No, no.
It's always the opposite.
Yeah.
So, and then the following image is another Innes, George Innes, and again you can see where you know the way he controls the viewer's eye with detail where he wants to your eyes to go to, the eye to go to. It's more that tree and the house and
the simplicity of the design.
Yeah,
sticks out so well because it keeps things more simple.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think the longer you paint, the more you realize simplicity is much more effective.
Yeah, and harder to achieve.
Yeah.
Too ultimately, when people look at a looser painting, they think it's how it's
Slapdash.
Yes, yeah. Loose, Sandy Scott, she's a sculptor, and she says, and she really said it, loose is not how it's done, it's how it looks. And I think it's a really good way of, because the people think it's the opposite. Oh, it's just loose. They just slapped it on.
Yeah.
And it's as a painter, I'm sure you know that's not true. That's not how it works. The next one, the last image here.
Edwin
Puncher. Yeah.
Edwin Church, yeah, American.
Edwin Church. So look at
early 1800s.
You know, we'll have this in the show notes, by the way.
Yes.
And so. If you're just listening right now, it might not make much sense at this moment, but once you get to your computer, you can download the show notes. And an example of detail. He was a detailed painter, but again, he has his values down so well that it works.
The atmosphere is just beautiful.
Yeah.
He has one. I lived in Kansas City, and if anybody's in Kansas City area, the Nelson Art Museum in Kansas City, really good museum, but they have a really large Edwin Church there of Jerusalem, standing on the Mount of Olives looking down at the city. Just beautiful. I mean, I could look at that all day long, but it probably has every rock that's in Jerusalem painted, but really well done. I couldn't do that if I painted for a million years. Wouldn't want to, but I like the simplicity better. But it still works because he had all the basic stuff right.
So once you have those basic things right, then you can, doesn't matter if you're loose or a tie painter, it's not going to make a difference. But you have to have those basic things in there. And that's where I see a lot of people not failing, but just not having those things in there, not properly understanding. Then they're jumping ahead. A lot of times, they want to go to color first before really getting their design and values down, and that's a mistake.
Yeah, I think we talked earlier in these podcasts about preparation for painting, doing color studies, value studies, thumbnails, and all those are thought about and done without any notion of detail. And that's where you really grow, because you're not thinking detail, you're thinking about the basic stuff, shape, design, the big masses, not detail. And that's why detail is always at the end. It's once you've worked out all those other problems, then you can think detail and where they would be effective.
Yeah. And sort of like, I guess my wife calls it accessories, you know?
Yeah, that's right.
So that detail is more like your earring or your bracelet or your necklace.
Yeah.
Rather than, your main shirt or skirt those are the bigger things. I think, or if you're a man, then your pants and your shirt and the tie would be more the detail, cufflinks, and those are the details.
Yeah.
That, if we're putting it in those terms, and,
or I just, your, I just your thought large, of that. Your large back tattoo would be the
That's
detail.
That's right. Yeah. I don't have a large back tattoo.
Well, I heard a bad joke or a bad pun that detail is like a dog jumping over a fence. Detail is always the last thing to go over.
Yeah.
So kind of helps you remember.
Yeah.
But again, the photograph's not necessarily our friend. It is, as far as getting ideas or a place to start. But the photograph focuses everywhere, or gives everything the same amount of attention. The background can be just as focused and detailed as the foreground. So we have to think in terms of an artist and select where we want the detail.
Yeah, and detail to a certain degree, not to say before the camera there wasn't any, but to a certain degree, detail is somewhat a byproduct of the camera too.
Exactly.
You know, so we, there were detailed painters before the camera also, but I think there were a lot more detailed painters after the camera, because we had the ability to freeze the image.
Well, before the camera, I think they did it better. They handled detail a lot
better.
Well,
they had to know how to have the drawing, although their skills were, they had it down.
Yeah.
More too. They were forced to know those more because we use photographs as crutches sometimes.
There's one idea too that there's some things that work better than detail that can suggest detail, like broken color. So if I have a large area, I can break that large area up with a different color, same value.
Yeah.
Broken color, which detail is different value changes. Broken color is just different color changes, but same value. I don't know if that makes sense or not, but it gives a sense of detail without breaking up the shape too much.
Yeah. We'll try to post an image of, I'm looking at one of Phil's paintings in the studio that has the tree in there.
Okay,
it's
yeah.
A perfect example of what?
Broken color.
Yeah, broken color, same values. And that way you get to see that. We're trying to mix the podcast a little bit with some visuals, definitely in the show notes. But a lot of these things that we're talking about, we believe that even just you listening, at least it'll get your mind going.
Yeah.
We understand it's a physical thing. Painting is a physical thing. But still, I think, reading, listening, and all those things enriches.
It all helps.
It all helps. I know it does for me, too. It's the written word, spoken word. And so there's different forms of the word itself. And, we always hope that these podcasts will make you think and ultimately.
Yeah, they connect somewhere.
Yeah, connect somewhere. So just want to thank you for joining us. Again, we hope that it gave you more knowledge. This podcast gave you more knowledge. And if you're, just check out the show notes there. We have stuff
right in there. Yeah, there's always good stuff in there to download.
So we'll definitely see you next time.
See you then.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to another episode of Easel Talk, the podcast that takes your art to the next level. Connect with us by joining our Facebook group, Easel Insight in Depth. Subscribe to and review our podcasts on iTunes and Stitcher. Check out our website, easelinsight.com, for more episodes and information. See you next time on Easel Talk.